Thanks, Coach. Go ahead with an opening statement, and we'll open up for questions.
Well, first of all, I mean, I thought our kids were ready to play. I thought they tried to play hard. We didn't play good enough to win. We made too many mistakes. One thing we knew was going to be a big deal is the kicking game, and we were poor today. You know, we got a kickoff return for a touchdown. We missed a field goal, chip shot. And then because of that, right, wrong, or indifferent, I went for it on fourth down later on because I didn't feel good about it into the wind because we just missed a chip shot with the wind. We got the ball down a couple times on the, maybe the 2-inch line. Couldn't get it in. And, you know, the last one was late in the game, but the one before that, you know, you'd think you'd be able to get, you know, that amount. We couldn't. To their credit, I think if you want to look at a positive, our kids played hard, thought they fought, and I thought Liberty came ready to play. And I know you think that's crazy looking at that as a positive. They were ready to play. You know, it wasn't like they just showed up and they're playing a team for the second time. They showed up ready to play. And down the stretch, you know, they mashed us a little bit down the stretch and hit some plays in the run game. So at the end of the day, I thought we fought hard. I thought our kids played hard. We shouldn't execute good enough to win against a good football team. We didn't execute good enough to win. A team that's won 6 or 7 conference championships, you can't make those mistakes and win. And they didn't, and they didn't turn the ball over. Didn't turn it over, not one time. So in a game like that, that's usually what it comes down to. And that's what it was. So, you know, it's like everything here. You learn from it. You build on it. It's like I told the team right there. I said, guys, it's plain and simple. They came ready to play. They played better than us. We didn't execute good enough. We're going to learn from this. And we're going to go get ready to go next week. And that kind of is what it is right now. So I'll open up for questions.
Can you talk about the performance of Liberty's kicker and then just overall elaborate a little bit more about what happened on special teams tonight?
Well, he hit, what, 3 47-yard field goals. We missed a chip shot. It was my call. We could have tried to kick another one going into the wind the other way, and I chose not to. I didn't feel good about it. And we went 4 on 4th down. We didn't make it. We're 0-3 on 4th down. Returned a kick for a touchdown. We did get a partial block punt, which was positive. We dropped the first punt, and we're lucky to recover it. But I think the 3 field goals were huge for them. I think it kept them kind of ahead of the curve a little bit because early on, that's kind of the way the game was going. Actually, the first possessions were really, you know, we're kicking game. We blocked and got ourselves in position, and then they returned a kick. You know what I mean? That's how it was going early. So I think it played in the game. It wasn't everything, but it sure played a big part of it, especially early on.
Those 2 goal line stands, did you see anything that would have made a difference that you called that?
Well, yeah, in hindsight, we tried to go outside or do something different. The first one, I mean, the ball's literally, guys, it's that far from the goal line. The second one, the last one we had, I called the quarterback sneak because we were in hurry-up mode, and the guy wouldn't get away from the ball, so we couldn't snap it. They're tired. Their hands are on their hips, but he wouldn't leave the ball, so we couldn't snap it. They couldn't get lined up. So that's I mean, and that's what happened on those 2. Yeah, I mean, I could hindsight the heck out of it, and I do, and I did. But at the end of the day, I mean, when the ball's on a 2-inch line, we got to find a way to get it in without having to jimmy rig. And I mean, we got to grow up and find a way to get it in. And that's something we got to get better at. And, you know, so it happened, you know. And the first one, you know, we didn't get it, but they turned around, we stopped them, and we scored on the very next play. So it was – and, I felt like I said, hey, we'll stop them, we'll get the ball back, and we scored on the very first play. And then the last one, we were still 2 scores down. You know what I mean? It was a fight at the end. But we did recover, really, from the first one when you think about it. I mean, we lost a little bit of time. We did recover from that. We came back and scored. And we couldn't ever get anything offensively consistent. You know what I mean? And to their credit, we knew going in they're pretty good on defense. And they're very athletic. And we just couldn't execute good enough at times to get something going consistent.
On defense, it seems like at times containing the quarterback is something. You guys have a little bit of trouble getting up the middle and kind of keep creating like a pocket. Is that something that you look to work on in the next couple of weeks?
Well, I mean, obviously we want to get pressure on the guy and we'll try to contain him. A lot of times we have to bring pressure to get pressure, which when you bring pressure, you leave people on islands. That's what they're really good at. So, I mean, it's kind of one of those things, you roll the dice. He scrambled around back there and was able to make some plays, and we got to find a way to hem him up a little bit better. I think that was part of the game. I think they at times they tried to pound us a little bit. And it kind of got to us a little bit, I think, late in the game. But again, we just didn't, as a team, starting with me, we didn't execute good enough to win the game.
And what is the status of Sumpter right now?
Sumpter strained his adductor on Thursday, so he was not able to go. We were going to try him in pregame. Ankle was fine. I mean, ankle was good to go. So, and I told him, I said, listen, I want you to play, but we got a lot of football left.
Right.
I'm not in that business. And so we need to get him well. Obviously, he can help us. But I'm not going to put him out there if he's not ready to go.
During the week, you talked about how you were ready to play all three quarterbacks. Can you talk about what the matchup was that you saw out there from Liberty that made you make the decision to throw Daniel in?
Well, we kind of planned that ahead of time. We tried to get in we had a set we were going to get in and, run some stuff that was pretty quick in tempo, and they didn't play along the lineup like we wanted them to, so it didn't last very long. And then we were going to try to throw a long pass. And Daniel has the strongest arm of the three quarterbacks. And we put him in, and it was wide open, and he underthrew it. It is what it is. You're bringing a cold quarterback off the bench. But that was about it. And truthfully, what I told y'all is the truth. The game would dictate what we do. And, the game was going. Chandler was what we felt like at the time would give us the best chance to win. Now, you could hindsight everything, but I don't regret any of that.
How do you plan to improve today's performance?
Well, we got to go focus on the things that we didn't do well. You look at the kicking game, number one. I mean, I went in the meeting and talked about it. I mean, I knew it was going to be a big difference in this game. We got to get some consistency kicking field goals. And I've tried both of them. We got to be more consistent punting the ball. And we're just not. And I'm not singling anybody out. It just is what it is. I got to do better, but we got to get better at it. And whether that's trying to create some competition, whatever we can do. I mean, guys, we do extra point and field goal live once or twice a week at the end of practice since we started football camp. I don't know what else to do but keep doing it. I mean, we do it more than anybody in America. Because I know it's a big deal. It's points. So I think those are some glaring things. We got to find a way to, convert those fourth downs when we need to. We've been pretty good at that. And it got us today. It got us today a little bit. Really, the goal line ones were the ones. We got down there. We got to find a way to do that. So. And just refocus. And sometimes when you get beat, it's not any fun, but it forces you to do that. And I remind you, this is our second year playing football. We have high expectations for our program. We just played a 6 or 7 time Big South champion football team that came ready to play. Could we play better? Could we have won that game if we executed better? Absolutely. I think you guys would agree with that. But we didn't. And that's where we got to continue to grow and get better. And we'll go to work on that come Monday.
You said they kind of mashed you a couple of times there in the second half. Was it the size of their line finally kind of wearing down, or was it a specific matchup where they were able to break a couple?
Well, it's probably a combination of things. I think they got us a few times, getting lined up in a little tempo. And then, I think it ends up being everybody's got to fit their gap properly, on some of that zone, inside zone, some of the run plays. Probably a little bit of combination, John. a combination of both. You know, they broke that one late on us, which was the back, you know. But they were able to do that at times, you know. And then they found a way to hit some critical pass plays or whatever at critical times, you know, going down there. I think it was third down, and they hit the guy on the number two receiver. You know, he just ran by our guy, and they made a play. You know, they made the plays when they had to. And on the flip side, we really didn't. When we really needed to, and we fought now. I mean, you know, we kept fighting. It wasn't like a fight. We just weren't good enough. We weren't good enough tonight.
Any injuries?
No, I don't think so. I think some guys were banged up. It was a pretty physical game, but nothing that I know of. You know, just some guys banged up. It's gonna be that way from here on. You're in conference play. You know, every week's gonna be a grind, and that's just part of it.
Right before the half, Liberty was able to get a touchdown. Can you talk about what that did for you guys mentally, especially since you weren't able to score in your first possession of
the Yeah, we took it down and scored. And, you know, if we could have stopped him, you feel like you had a chance to get the ball in the second half, come out. We talked about it at halftime, and it's kind of reversed. They score right before the half. We come three and out, and, you know, you lose a little momentum. You don't gain any momentum. So I think, yeah, I think that was a big deal. I think when you look at games like that when momentum swings, and it went back and forth there for a while. You know, they'd get it, we'd get it back, and then, but that series of events, yeah, I think it played in hand what happened with the game, absolutely.
Did you think I was just wondering on that pass in like the end zone. Did you think that was intentional grounding? Because I think everyone thought it was intentional grounding.
The one you talking about when they were coming out?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it was. No, I don't think. Well, you know, there's always questionable things in a game, but you know. At the end of the day, I look at it as we got to execute better. You know what I mean? That's one thing we can control. I can't control what's called or not called, but what we can control is how we execute what we do, and that's really what we got to look at.
One or two more questions.
Can you talk about their balance on offense and how you guys, you know, prepared for that defensively going into the week, and then just like what you saw from it playing out in the game?
Well, I mean, they made plays when they needed to make plays, whether it was running the ball or throwing the ball, you know. And I thought at times we did a good job on defense stopping them. But we weren't able to do enough, just like on offense we weren't able to convert enough. You know, it kind of all went hand in hand. You know, we didn't execute good enough in the kicking game. We didn't convert enough on offense, and we didn't stop. You know what I mean? It was a team effort. I don't think it was particularly beat us. They were the better football team tonight. As much as I hate it, it is what it is. They were better than us tonight. You know? And that is what it is.
Big night for Chaston Bennett, both in return game and on offense. Mm-hmm. Was there anything in particular that you guys saw this week that was going to be able to get him loose, or was that just a flow of the game?
And even beforehand, like Darnell may get the pitches one game, or that's not planned. It's just the way it works out. You know, if we could have caught another pitch, we might have had a shot and another day. You know what I mean? It's just little things here and there, but nothing planned, John, just the way it worked out. I was glad to see Chaston do that, though, because, you know, he hadn't found his groove like he did probably early on last year, and he hit a couple really nice runs. He did a nice job on a kickoff return. Did a nice job catching the pitch and make a play. He actually got us out of jail there late on an unbelievable run, and then we had a clipping call. So, I mean, you know. But he did some good things. I was glad to see him break some big runs. He needed that.
All right, thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you, guys. Appreciate y'all being here.